Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
It's a privilege to watch him play football, isn't it? Especially like just against opposition where he barely even tried. He come on and was just like, I'm going to show you how good I am for about 10-15 minutes, win this game for you, get me token goal or assist, because everything that he touched seemed to result in an opportunity, whether it was a killer ball, even with his right or his left foot. Everything seemed to be like a really incisive through ball or an opportunity where it'd lead to him either having a shot that was blocked or the inevitable goal where he took it past two or three players and made the keeper look like a kipper. You know what I mean? It's great. I'd give him an 8.
An 8, okay.
Obviously, it's not based on, he didn't play the whole game, but for the cameo we saw, you can't give him anything less than an 8.
No, you can't. And we had a chat here, because I obviously did the Man of the Match poll on our socials at the end of the game, and I was almost reticent to put Mohamed Salah in it, given the fact he'd been on the pitch about 10 minutes at that point. But I was like, it's laughable, but he just has to go in it. It was just a performance.
Did he win?
That just, no, he didn't win it. Gravenberch won it. But even so, it was like, oh, by the way, like I said it before, like I'm Mohamed Salah and I'm coming into this game. You lot are all tired and I'm just walking on the pitch and I'm going to make a show of everyone. It was a joke. It was, you know, that like I'm him type performance. That was it for Mohamed Salah. Yeah. It was literally like, by the way, I'm levels above what's going on here. Like, this is the Thursday night. I'm normally asleep by now. But go on then. Go on then. I'll make a show of you for 15 minutes and I'm probably going to score while I'm here. I might even assist something. It was an absolute farce what he was able to do. From the minute he got the ball to the minute he finished the game, it was just ridiculous. Chloe?
Yeah, it's just Mo Salah, isn't it? Like, there's not much. We've seen this time and time again. He does this against better opposition. I mean, how many times the goal against Manchester City sits half of their team down? He's done it against Watford before. He's done it against Spurs before. You know, this is just the Mo Salah show, really, isn't it? And he's proven week in, week out, why Liverpool did not sell him, why Liverpool did not care about the fee that was knocked on the door with. We were never going to let him go. He is pretty much irreplaceable to me. And tonight, literally, like you mentioned, he's probably being like, I really can't be arsed here, but it's me job, innit? Go what, 20 to go, okay, I can run around for 20. He's came on, and for 20, he's just pulled string. Their left back got taken off after he came on. And I felt really sorry for him because he'd seen 5 minutes of Mo Salah and was like, yeah, that's enough now, lads, take me off. Yeah, it's just Mo Salah. His close control is incredible. The goal, by the way, is the way he just drags the player in. The player thinks he has a chance of getting the ball. And then one touch, see you later, my pace is gone.
They all made that mistake. Never learn.
And also the selfishness, the audacity. He's got four men in the box screaming for the ball. And instead he just megs a goalkeeper and has him off as well. Yeah, it was just like he didn't break sweat. He just didn't get out of second gear. It was literally like a training ground exercise for him. And he'll probably be sat there, and we know how much he cares about, you know, not doing right by Liverpool. We saw the Champions League when we didn't get that. At the end, he was fuming and he was apologising. And the reason he's fuming and apologising is because he literally can play walking football against these lot, and he's missing out on Champions League football for this. But yeah, he gets his goal. It's world class one.
Yeah, scandalously good. The fact we can bring him in that scenario, Sparrow, is just ludicrous. We spoke about it here, like, you know, you're 2-1 up anyway in the game. There's 15 minutes to go, even dying embers. They're all knackered. They've ran their socks off trying to keep up with anyone all night. And we go, oh, by the way, you know, that lad who's proper good at footy, there you go, go and play. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it started to feel like a training game once we got to 2-1. Our lads were just playing around a little bit. We weren't really going for it, despite the fact that the game wasn't even remotely over. It just felt like it got really easy. Our quality started to show. And then Mo comes on, and I've just got this image in my mind of him looking back at Jürgen and going, hey, watch this, lad. This is going to be hilarious. as he goes on the pitch and just walks around for 20 minutes, causing absolute murder for everything he does. I mean, the man's a cheat code when we play Premier League opposition. He's not playing the same game as the last team. He's just not. No. He's on an entirely different planet.
Yeah.
And it was genuinely hilarious to watch him just casually wandering around. Like, I think his first touch when he went past their left back, I said, you can't do that to him. You're on TV. He's got a family around. Yeah. You know, he shouldn't be doing that.
It was the one to Joe Gomez where, like, he's on his left foot and he just, like, stops the ball, passes it to his right.
Rolls it to his right. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. Like, rolls it to his right.
What
and then, like,
what,
oh,
what on earth are you
doing, mate? I know.
That man's got a family.
The thing is, though, like, you know, as much as we say he didn't get that second game, and he did it because he was in cruise control, it just looked all far, far too easy for him. It's like when the older kid in school comes and plays with the year sevens, it was like, yeah, that's my ball, by the way. But it was just like, you could tell straight away, even though it was very simple, he was going to do something, wasn't he? Yeah. He was going to score or assist. He was going to have an impact on the game of footy because he was just so far clear of what was going on around him. It was just a joke. We've had an eight. What did we say, an eight?
I said an eight.
Okay, are we happy with an eight?
Yeah.
Sure.
Happy with an eight? Okay, we're happy with an eight. Look at that.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.